Okay, let's visit with our friend Don Jackson Blattner now. Did you go see any movies over the weekend, Don?
Oh, hey, no, I didn't. You know why? Because I was majorly impacted by my Friendsgiving that I was having, thinking about what to make, thinking about what to prepare, you know, all of that.
I want to go, or maybe I don't. Don Jackson Blattner's on the line, the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist, who on Instagram you follow at DJ Blattner and DonJacksonBlattner.com online. But I mean, I want to take back what I just said, Don. That was unkind. I would love to go to your party. You need not invite me. But I also think it must be a challenge for somebody like you whose name is synonymous with sensible, healthy eating. And yet we know your food is delicious, but it must be a challenge when you're entertaining for people.
Well, you know what? Here's what I decided to do. I decided to do a little Thanksgiving math that I'd like to share with you to sort of celebrate this Thanksgiving week. And here's the math.
Okay.
There are 365 days. There are three meals each day. And that means in a year, there's 1,095 meals. So here's what I'm thinking. Why are we stressing out about making Thanksgiving so perfectly healthy and making sure that every detail is just right? I mean, it's a time to enjoy food, enjoy the company, enjoy the gratitude. And here, one meal is not going to set your health. It's what you do every other day. So, you know what? I've chilled out over time being a dietitian to say, you know what? There are little healthy tweaks you can make, but you don't have to, you know, throw the whole thing away.
You know, that sounds like you too, Don. I mean, I think you are a very sensible, albeit smart person. You know your stuff and you guide us in many ways. But if I'm going to eat 1,100 meals this year, don't beat myself up if I didn't do perfect on one or two of them, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that math helps me a lot. And then one of the things that I get asked probably the most is about turkey, dark meat versus white meat. This is like the big debate. It's like, oh, it's so much healthier to eat white meat. Just, you've got to eat it. Well, here's the truth. This is the truth. There's not that big of a difference. Here's the difference. White meat has fewer calories and about half the saturated fat and a bit more protein. So that's true. But dark meat also has more iron and zinc, and the differences aren't that big. So if you like one versus the other, you know, enjoy what you like.
I like the dark meat. I like the skin on the dark meat. If I were going to try and cut back, maybe pull the skin off, right?
Well, you can, yes. You know, technically the skin is where you get more of the calories and saturated fat. But here's the, if you were going to eat 3 ounces with skin of white meat, it'd be 150 calories. The dark meat, same amount, with the skin again, this is 175. So there's only like a 25 calorie difference. The saturated fat is like one and a quarter for white meat. It's like 2.5 grams for saturated fat for dark meat and skin. So that's where you get a little bit of difference. But hey, if you're having 3 ounces, 4 ounces, that's not the biggest deal in the world, you know?
What else is on the table with your Friendsgiving, Don?
Okay, so this is what I decided to say. I'm all about positive nutrition. And what could I add to the table that would add some nutrition? And so I thought, oh my gosh, you know what the best thing to do is spinach dip, because spinach dip in and of itself has spinach, and then you put vegetables down and some like whole grain crackers to dip in there, and you're like double vegetable. So I made a spinach dip, which, by the way, the creamy base, any guesses what it is?
Greek yogurt.
Oh my gosh, you are such a good student. Yes, A plus for you. It's Greek yogurt. So literally all I do is in a skillet put olive oil, spinach, garlic, like salt, pepper, mix that up, and then stir that into Greek yogurt with some Parmesan cheese in there. And it makes the best dip. You don't need packets of seasoning with tons of salt. You don't need sour cream or mayonnaise. It is delicious. And so anyway, I think that's a very positive way to add nutrition.
I cheated a little bit because Pete showed me your recipe list, but I do know that a regular swap for you is Greek yogurt, and I think that makes sense. Okay, so now that's one item. I want to hear about some other items on your table. Don Jackson Blattner's on a line, DJ Blattner on Instagram for many, many of you. She's the nutritionist and dietitian. Dark and white meat, not a big difference. And don't stress too much about what you're eating for Thanksgiving. It's one of 1,100 meals you'll have this year, she said. So have some spinach dip, but use Greek yogurt. Give me another good idea, Don.
Oh, that's a good recap. Okay, so I made for my Friendsgiving smashed Brussels sprouts. Do you know about this whole smashing a vegetable trend that's happening?
No.
Oh, my gosh, it's the best. Okay, so, you know, I love Brussels sprouts. It's fine. But here's what happens when you smash them. They end up turning into an even better texture. So I take the Brussels sprouts, and I boil them quickly. Usually I do not recommend boiling vegetables because the nutrition can leach out. However, for Thanksgiving, about 5 minutes in boiling water and then put in an ice bath. You dry them off and smash them and put them on a sheet pan with some Parmesan cheese, salt, pepper, a little garlic if you like. And then when you bake them, all the edges get more crunchy and crisp. And I got to tell you, they were a hit. People who said they don't even really like Brussels sprouts were eating the Brussels sprouts with enjoyment. So you can do it with carrots, you could do it with cauliflower, you could do it with broccoli, you could do it with sweet potatoes. Smashed vegetables are all the rage.
So when you smash them, does it become like a flat plate of smashed food, or are they still individual pieces?
They're still individual pieces, but they aren't like putting a whole Brussels sprout in your mouth where you kind of have to, like, you know, gnaw down on it. It's more like chip, not that thin as a chip, like a thick,
right.
thick chip.
Like
How
a thick
that?
Wafer of it. Yeah. Got it.
So that texture change is really, I think, helpful for somebody who doesn't love vegetables, but like wants to have some of them for health and longevity. The smashing doesn't have to be just for Thanksgiving either. You could do this anytime and with a wide variety of veggies. So I'm a big fan of that.
You got some muffins in your menu here?
Oh, this is interesting. I tried this, John. So stuffing is one of my favorite things. And you know what stuffing is bread, butter, and salt. That's basically what
yes.
stuffing is.
Plus celery, is a vegetable.
Yeah, good call. I did use extra celery. So here's what I said. Generally, things are the devil's in the dose or the poison is in the portion. It's all about how much we're eating of all of these things. So I was like, I wonder what it would be like to shove stuffing in a muffin tin and make little muffins out of stuffing. And oh my gosh. So not only is that perfectly portioned, okay, so you're getting this little muffin like this, it makes it so that the bottom is super soft and fabulous and the top is super crisp. And it's like the perfect stuffing texture. And so when I made the stuffing, I used whole grain bread. You could use sourdough too. I swapped half of the butter in the recipe for olive oil to make it more heart smart. But I really encouraged this muffin tin thing. It worked out great and they're so cute and fun.
And it's portion control. I think that's smart, you know, because it's easy just to keep spooning it on there and you really don't even have any sense of proportion. A muffin size would be a serving, if you will.
Yep, exactly. So I really appreciated that. And then I think the biggest contribution anyone can make to the Thanksgiving celebration is a digestive teas. We all know that, you know, no matter how hard we're trying to chew and enjoy our food and slow down and not eat so much, you know, we could probably use a digestive aid. So three different teas are the best kind of teas to have with your meal or especially with dessert. Peppermint, ginger, and or fennel tea they're all magic. They're great for the digestive tract to sort of settle your stomach in a natural way.
Nice. Hey, can you answer some quick questions from our listeners, Don?
Sure, absolutely.
708, just when I expected Dawn to destroy Thanksgiving, she comes up with pleasing dinner options. Her positivity and enthusiasm is so welcoming. I cannot get enough of her. She is the best. Next text message. Does Dawn use fresh spinach for that spinach dip?
Oh, thank you for that very nice text. That was heartwarming. And for spinach, you can use fresh, which you have to use a lot, or you can use frozen so that, you know, frozen, you get more sort of bang for your buck. So I tend to use frozen, but you can use fresh. And the recipe is on my website.
Please ask Dawn if she has any recommendations for a Thanksgiving appetizer that's not too warm, mushy, and filling, as are most of the main courses at Thanksgiving. They want an appetizer that's not too warm, mushy, and filling. I guess something that's different than the rest of the plate. How about a vegetable tray? I don't know. What have you got in mind, Dawn?
Well, no, that's why I actually exactly brought this spinach dip, because I wanted something that was like, again, you get yogurt, which is great for digestive help. You have sort of that freshness of the veggies that you serve with it, but also some crackers that are, you know, giving some substance. And it feels creamy like a dip, but it's not too heavy. So I actually really am pushing that. I love it.
You like a mocktail, an apple ginger fizz. Is that fun or is that good for me?
Okay, so yeah, I decided to do a little mocktail. It's good for you and it's fun. It's both. And I brew ginger tea, which again is good for digestion. I brew it really strong, and I put a little bit of that strong ginger tea with sparkling water, a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, which may actually help our blood sugars. And then it's not sweet enough as is, so I do a splash of apple juice, 100% apple juice, and a little cinnamon. And it is—it really is fun. That vinegar, it makes it a little sour. It's a little sweet from the juice. It's sparkling. You got the ginger helping your digestion. I love that little mocktail.
What a good idea. Boy, I like. Will that be on your website at donjacksonblattner.com?
Yes, I'm putting all of this. Actually, half of it's already up. But yes, it's going on my website for sure.
One last question. Ask Dawn, how does she smash those Brussels sprouts?
Oh, I take a little glass, like a little shot glass, and I go through and I go smash, 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 smash. It's actually quite fun. It brings a good attitude. You get all your frustration out on the Brussels sprouts. So when you show up at your event, you're a pleasant surprise.
And when you do it, do you go smash, 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 smash?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. You know, anything for a little fun. Well, you know what? I also, while I was preparing it, was listening to Christmas music and a little yacht rock. So, you know, as you're smashing, you know, create the vibe.
It's always fun to talk to you, Dawn. We normally visit with you in the middle part of the week, but obviously it's a busy week. Folks are thinking about their food now. Thank you for helping us out today.
Yeah, hey, happy Thanksgiving. I'm very grateful for you and your listeners.
As are we, you.